So glad you joined. Good morning, good morning. This is Minister Cynthia Cox. We reside here in the Bronx, New York. We are so glad you joined us this morning. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your waking us up this morning. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness for us this morning in our lives. Thank you for your refreshing and renewing our hearts. Tell us that we are so, we're at peace. Fill us with your strength. Help us to do good and stand firm until we do see the harvest or the blessing. Thank you for the DSDL family this morning and Artist Life and Artist International. Thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weldon for their vision for the TMC call. Pray for the speaker that's going to download the information this morning, the word in the telecommunity sanctuary. Special thanks for Godmother Dorothy Cook and Mr. Clement Boyle for their leadership. Pray for the sick and the shut in. Pray for the bereaving family this morning, Lord. Go by the nursing home. Pray for a Mother Brown this morning, Lord Jesus. Pray for the families, Colin Williams, grieving this morning, their family, Jeanette Hightower, and we can go on and on, but God, we're going to go out and touch them this morning. Lord, they need you this morning. Father God, we know that you are there for us no matter what. We want to always say thank you, thank you, thank you. God, we pray this morning that you help us to be who you we want to be this morning, what we want to do in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let us all say amen, amen. God, go out and have a blessed day. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Yes, Minister Kai, please take it away. God bless you. Have a good day.
Well, thank you, Minister Cynthia, for seating and greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. Let me say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us this morning in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of Kingdom's greetings. As you know, this call is all about the Master, and as a family, we gather early in the morning faithfully to give God the reverence, praise, glory, and honor that is due him as we begin our day. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th in 2010 by two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we know as Dr. Superfantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. And when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission. And that mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because we know our God is a God of order, we know that this call is founded on Scripture. And that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start the call with prayer, we end the call with prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. This call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Friday, and each day you can listen to that day's recording by calling 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-POUND. All of the messages have been archived and recorded from the inception of this call and can be played back by visiting our interactive website, and that is themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. You can also find any prayer objectives, speakers' bios, and any other pertinent information to the Master's Call on this website. Now, if you are feeling led to join this team by becoming a greeter like Minister Cynthia, that's what she did this morning, or hosting, which is what I'm doing this morning, please let us know. If you feel like you have a word stored up in your belly, or if you have a praise report or a prayer request, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the MMC call. Now, the new MMC call was founded by Platinum President Dorothy Cook and has been turned over to a host of other dynamic leaders throughout Artists International. And they keep us energized, informed, and moving to enhance the lives of others. That number is 641-715-3865. Again, 641-715-3865. And the access code is 539-598#. And again, today is Thursday, and the call will be hosted Fly High and Ignite. It's a transformational Thursday, and it will be hosted by Platinum President Robert Jackson. So again, I'll come back and give you more announcements at the end of the call, but right now I'm going to move out of the way so that this beautiful and amazing woman of God, the mouthpiece with the message straight from the throne room, can come forth and bless our socks off. Today's speaker is none other than my sister and our very own, Minister Ada Levette Grace. Minister Ada is a humble servant of God. She resides in Brooklyn, New York with her husband, Doug. They are the founders of Ergo Production, and their upcoming annual event of Joshua Day is quickly approaching. Ada is under the leadership of Pastor Charles Galbraith at Cauldron Road Church, Brooklyn, New York. Minister Ada is a mother and a grandmother who believes that she has an assignment to spend hours in prayer. She co-founded a ministry, Women of the Cross, a ministry dedicated to helping women deal with their issues, their concerns, and how to serve the Lord. Minister Ada is a teacher of the Word of God. Minister Ada wants you to read the Word, study the Word, believe the Word, apply the Word, and live the Word. Without any further ado, I introduce to some and present to others my very own sister, Minister Ada Grace. Ada, are you there?
I am here, beautiful Kai. Minister Kai, can you hear me?
I can. The platform is yours.
Thank you so much, Minister Kai. I often say I love that sultry, beautiful voice. Thank you for hosting the call today and giving a plug for our upcoming annual event, Abraham Day, July 30th. You can go to our website at www.ergopro.net for more information. For those of you that are in the Brooklyn, New York area, we'd love to see you there. I come this morning also wanting to thank Cynthia Cox, Minister Cynthia Cox, for greeting us and seating us from the Bronx and with the joy of the Lord. Thank you so much. And give an honor to the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and my entire TMC and artist family. I greet all of you with a really heavy heart this morning as I was preparing from what thus saith the Lord and spending time with the Lord in preparation to minister to you all today. I must be very transparent today. I just have a heavy heart in regards to what's going on in our country, specifically down in Baton Rouge. Many of you may have heard me say I've been fasting television, but my daughter shared something on her Facebook page, a vivid account of what happened down there with a gentleman by the name of Alton Sterling. And if I was to title my message today, it would be Values. And I just let me hear my heart for a moment before I get into this word. The people of God today on this line, I want you to be encouraged not to grow weary in well-doing. Your service to the Lord in how you care for your family, teach your children the ways of the Lord, and how we care for one another it does make a difference. I know there are times and days where it may seem like we're continuing to deal with the same issues of the past, but I want you to be encouraged today. So let me just say a quick word of prayer for my own self. I thank you for praying, Minister Cynthia, but I need the strength of the Holy Ghost to move forward today. Father God, I come humbly as I know how, once again, Father, asking you to speak through me, through your Holy Spirit. I step down and step back, even with a broken heart this morning, truly concerned about our young people and the plight of our young people in this country. And I'm sure I'm not alone in asking you, God, to give us the strength that we need to continue to serve you in this day. We love you, we honor you, and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. If you have your Bibles, would you be so kind as to turn with me to the book of Romans, the 14th chapter and the 12th verse. It's a scripture that is quoted quite very regularly. And this is what the Lord gave me to give to you all today. So that's Romans, the 14th chapter and the 12th verse, and this is how it reads. So then each of us will give an account of him or herself to God. Let me read that once more. So then each of us will give an account of him or herself to God. I want you to be reminded today that when there is something, an injustice, or when there is something done that we know, all know, is so wrong, I want you to understand that they're not going to get away. Even when there is no conviction, there is a high judge. There is one higher than the courts that we know in our local communities, in our municipalities or our cities. There is the ultimate judge is God. And what I want to look at today is a story of women who valued life, women who protected life, women who made a decision that even though the king gave out a decree, these women made a decision to fear God. And so now I want you to turn with me to the book of Exodus. Exodus is the second book after the first book of Genesis. Go with me to chapter 1, beginning with verse 8. Then a new king who did not know about Joseph came to power in Egypt. Look, he said to his people, the Israelites have become much too numerous for us. Come, we must deal shrewdly with them, or they will become even more numerous, and if war breaks out, we'll join our enemies. Fight against us and leave the country. So let me just give you a backdrop. If you were to read the couple of chapters before, Joseph loved the Lord, and he has died. And so now the Israelites have this new king, and the new king is perceiving right away, he's taking stock of what's going on, and he is perceiving that there is a problem. He believes that the Israelites, the chosen people of God, have become far too numerous. And he begins to understand that, perceive even more problems, and says that if they continue to grow, they may join with our enemies and fight against us. Let's continue. Verse 11. So they put slave masters over them to oppress them, and forced labor, and they built Pithom and Ramses at store cities for Pharaoh. But the more they were oppressed, the more they multiplied and spread. So the Egyptians came to dread the Israelites and work them ruthlessly. And so once again, what they're trying to do here is saying, look, we got a problem. We figured them, worked them so much that they're not going to have time to make babies. But that backfired, and the very plan that they put in place did not work, and they continue to grow. Let's continue here. Verse 14, they made their lives bitter with hard labor in brick and mortar and with all kinds of work in the fields. And in all their hard labor, the Egyptians used them ruthlessly. The king of Egypt said to the Hebrew midwives, whose names were Shiphrah and Puah, when you help the Hebrew women in childbirth and observe them on the delivery stool, if it is a boy, kill him. But if it is a girl, let her live. And so the king has summoned. He has decided there is a problem, and I've got to come up with a solution. And so his problem, his solution to this problem of the ever-growing Hebrew is to kill the boy, because if you kill the boy, you kill the seed, and then they can no longer continue to produce. But let's see what these women do here, the midwives. And when you help the Hebrew, okay, so drop down with me to verse 17. The midwives, however, feared God and did not do what the king of Egypt had told them to do. And they let the boys live. Amen. Right where you are, I want you to understand that as the people of God, we value all life. Amen, somebody. We value the life of little boys. We value the lives of little girls. We value the lives of men and women of all colors. Amen. As a believer, it's not black or white, yellow or blue or brown. It is when you are in Christ, you are a new creation. Old things are passed away. And what I submit to my brothers and sisters today, although we may be having a heavy heart and a broken heart, in lieu of what is going on around this country, we must understand that God created us all after his likeness and in his image, and we have a choice to make. Let me return to this text here. Then the king of Egypt, verse 18, summoned the midwives and asked them, why have you done this? Why have you let the boys live? The midwives answered Pharaoh, Hebrew women are not like Egyptian women, king. They are vigorous, and they give birth before the midwives arrive. Let me tell you what's happening here. The midwives are saying, they kind of like, look, what you asked us to do, by the time we get there, they don't already have the babies, and we can't. In other words, they're basically saying, we're not getting ready to do what you have told us to do. Let's continue in the story. They valued life. So God was kind to the midwives, verse 20, and the people increased and became even more numerous. And because the midwives feared God and gave them families of their own, then Pharaoh gave the order to all his people, every boy that is born must be thrown into the Nile, but let every girl live. And so the king went to the midwives and tried to get his plans, to get someone to for them to agree with what he wanted them to do. And since they would not, he came up with another solution to the problem, was just to throw them in the water. And if you continue reading, you will read about the story of Moses. But I'm going to stop right there and speak to you all for just a few minutes and give you some takeaways, because my time goes very quickly here. The first takeaway that I want you to take away from this is, I do not want you to fear or worry about men. Read Psalms 56:11. It says, fear God, trust in him. What can man do to you? And even if he kills your body, your soul, you can be rest assured that your soul as a believer will be with Christ. In this day, the people of God have to value life. We have to stand for life. Number two, no matter how hard your life becomes, no matter how sometimes you might feel like you're enslaved on that job. Sometimes you may feel like in raising your children that they just don't want to do right or cooperate or obey. But I want you to understand that God made you a mama. God made you a papa to raise that child in the fear and admonition of the Lord. I want you to choose life over death. I want you to choose faith over fear. I want you to choose God over the enemy. And so stand in the rightful place. Brothers, men, we need you to take your rightful place as leaders, not only in our homes, but in our communities. We support you. We love you. We honor you. We respect you. Number three, everyone, I want you to point to yourself. That includes me. Everyone will give an account. Do not avenge of yourself. God is a God of justice. We don't want to incite some war or something because of our broken heart. We have to trust the avenging to God. Amen, somebody. Number four, God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6, and we saw it here in the text. Verse 20, so God was kind to the midwife, and the people increased and became even more numerous. And because the midwives feared God, he gave them families of their own. Amen. So when you choose to do what God tells you to do, don't worry about a king. Don't worry about the police. Don't worry about what man can do to you. Worry and be concerned about trusting and believing God. Amen, somebody. Oh, yes, I'm here today to plead with you today to help your children understand that when there is an injustice done, it does not give us permission to go out and create a riot or to incite words that can cause a situation to be worse. What we need to do is we need to pray. We need to make sure that we are involved in the political process to make about the changes that are necessary to change these deadly force laws. We do need to watch and pray. Yes, we do. And we need to understand that there comes a time in our lives in this season where we need to really evaluate what do we value. What are our values as a believer? What do we value here in America? What do we value here at the Master's Call this morning? I stopped by to submit to you all today that we value life. Life is precious in God's sight, and it's precious to us. And yes, as a mother of sons, as a grandmother, as an aunt of nieces and nephews, I come with a broken heart, with tears in my eyes this morning, because I am concerned about the plight of our young people. And as I prepare to close, I just want to remind you that there are times in our history when we can look back. I think of Emmett Till. Emmett Till's murder propelled the civil rights movement. It was a brutal, terrible crime against a little boy from Chicago named Emmett Till. But that murder propelled the change that was necessary for the people in that day to say enough is enough. But they did not resort to rioting. They chose to follow a young preacher by the name of Dr. Martin Luther King, who chose nonviolent means to bring about change in this country. Oh, I don't have time to give you a history lesson today, but I will close with this. So then, each of us will give an account of him or herself to God. Back to you, Minister Kai.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Ada Grace, for that on-time word. I will be calling you back for the benediction. First, let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we want to thank you for the woman of God who just came forth, Minister Ada, and brought forth your word. We will each give an account. Lord, we will each stand before you on our judgment days and have to account for the things that we have done in this life. So, Lord, right now, as you just continue to minister to her heart and mind, bring her peace, pour back into her a hundredfold, bless everything that she puts her hands to, oh God. Lord, continue to just bless her marriage, lead and guide her and Doug as one because you have joined them together. Lord, we ask that you continue to keep the family of Mr. Colin Williams, who was an artist distributor in New Jersey, Lord. Be with them as his homegoing is today, and as they go through their bereavement process, Lord. Comfort them like never before. Be their peace that passes all understanding. And for all of those who are still in bereavement, our wonderful dear Minister Tiffany and her family, oh God, and all those who continue to grieve the loss of loved ones, oh Heavenly Father, be that ever-present peace in their time of need. Give them all that they need to continue to walk forth in you, to let it be about you, O Heavenly Father, not what they lack or lost in the process, Lord, but what you are doing, O Heavenly Father, your renewing, your resurgence, your strengthening them, O God. Father God, we ask that you continue to be with Dr. P.K. Roberts. Lord, continue to touch her body and her mind, that she continues to heal herself, oh God. Lord, we ask that you continue to be with Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon as she leads and guides us in this ministry, oh Heavenly Father. Father, give her the strength to endure this season that she is in. Lord, we ask that you continue to keep the Des De Leon family and Artist Life, Artist International, oh God. Because you know this is a ministry. This is about building your kingdom in a healthy way, oh God. So we continue to ask you to just keep those who are connected to this call and Artist Life in your care, oh Heavenly Father. We ask that you lead and guide each and every one of our steps because we know that because we love you and we surrender and submit ourselves to you, oh God, that you will do the exceeding and abundant, more than we can hope or ask, according to the power that worketh in each of us. So, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify you, and we honor you with all that we do, say, think, or speak, because you are God all by yourself. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, immediately following this call is the MMC call, and there will be a special guest today on this Transformational Thursday, and that will be Platinum President Robert Jackson, and that number is 641-715-3865, and the access code is 539-598-pound. If you are in Texas, we need you to know that that Papa Des De Leon and our managing, his title is Operational Manager Alfredo Orozco Gutierrez, will be in San Antonio tonight, Thursday night, Dallas on Friday, and in Houston for Super Saturday. Please check your Artist for Life Transformational Challenge Update Facebook page for more information. So we look forward to hearing you in the morning. We know that you will join us again tomorrow. We will take praise reports and prayer requests. So we look forward to having you join us. And again, I will turn the call back over to Minister Ada Grace for our benediction. Minister Ada, are you there?
I am here, Minister Kai. Thank you so much. You did an awesome job hosting this morning. God bless you. I want to leave the master's call with a passage of scripture as my closing benediction. Romans 12, starting with the 9th verse through the 17th. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourself. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor. Serving the Lord, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Verse 17, do not repay evil, anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you be with each and every one of us as we continue to go out and be your ministers in the marketplace. We love you, we honor, and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, and we'll see you right back here on the Master's Call tomorrow. God bless you.